I thought you were in a Hulk. Okay, now we were talking about money, right?
I want money.
You want your money? What is this, John?
Money.
What?
A money.
Okay, what is this?
I'm
going to
get an outfit.
Okay, a piece of money is really what he means. Where's the penny? Show me the penny. Which one's the penny?
That's a penny.
No, that's a nickel.
That's a nickel.
Where's the dime?
Right there.
Okay, I'll take the money.
No.
Okay. Marky, does Marky need help?
No.
Okay, do you want to put cream on your leg?
No.
Why not? How about Marky? Does he need cream?
Yeah.
What does he need?
Okay.
Does he have to go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does he have to go to the doctor?
Because.
Why? Why?
Because.
Tell me why.
Because.
What reason?
Because.
Because why?
Because.
Well, I'll say earlier, he's dead. Is he dead? I noticed that Ross, we already had the recording where he say I put on the mon, but that was really on analogy with put on my boots on, and he really never uses pronouns with double marking of the locative, so he never says put on it on. I've never heard that, and I tried it with him. He said again, I'm going to throw up the car up, or pick up. I'm going to pick up the car up. And then he said, you put it on. And I said, you mean you put on it on? And he didn't like that. He did imitate it, put on it on, but he didn't. Okay. Did you put it on, Ross?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I put that on.
Good. So with pronouns, it's pretty consistent.
What's this?
It's a clock.
What?
You know where I'm going to put that?
Yeah.
I'm put it way up there. Way up here so Marky can't get it. Okay? Right there.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Right here.
And I'm going to set the alarm.
Right here.
Alarm on. For 7:30. Isn't that nice?
Right here.
Okay. Come, okay. Wanna come up here, everybody, on the bed?
Yeah.
Come on, Mark.
Yeah.
Come up on the bed, Mark. Might as well come on up with me. Come on, Marky. Come on.
I'm on the bed.
Okay, you can come up too.
And
Mark, can I have Muppet show up here?
Yeah.
Okay, you play with Mark.
You want to go Muppet show up here? You want to go Muppet show up? Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay, let's see now. I told him that his shirt was green. It was clean. He said, "It's queen?" And I said, you mean it's green?" There was some confusion. Ross, is your shirt green? No, what is it? What is
blue.
It? Blue. Okay, is it clean?
That's blue.
Is it clean? That's orange. Is it clean?
Yes, sir.
Clean?
And that's what's
brown.
Here's
blue right here.
What?
Here's blue. So anyway, he said, no, it's not green, it's queen. The little difference between the two, not very much.
Last night, night before last, which was September 16th, Marky had two balls, and he was rolling them. Rolling them along the floor and spent about a half an hour playing with the two balls and keeping them rolling at the same time. He'd bat one and then catch up with it and bat the other one in no particular order, but basically keep them both going along. At one point he had batted ball number one with his hand. And he hit it again and scrambled after it and then stopped and sat down and looked for the second one. Looked to his left and then looked underneath himself, got his bottom off the ground and looked underneath there. Looked over to the far right, and that's where it was. So he scrambled after it and batted it back to ball number one and then proceeded with the game.
My horsey.
The man shot your horsey?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
Hmm. Yes?
It's just all dead.
It's all dead?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's too bad. Did you, you asked me about that clock. You said, did you buy it, Albuquerque? What about the clock?
It's good. Grandma coming here?
Yeah.
Why?
They're coming at Christmas.
Why?
They're to see you.
Why?
They want to see you.
Why?
Because they love you.
Why?
Because you're their grandson.
What?
You're their grandson.
Huh? What's this?
I don't know.
I shoot my horses.
You did?
The man shoot my horses.
How come?
Because it's dead.
Really?
We take them to the doctor.
Yeah?
We take them to the doctor.
They're real sick?
Yeah.
They're gonna die?
Yeah.
Well, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna, riot.
You're crying?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Grandma, where's my box?
Yeah, they bought your box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. gave it to you.
They bought my house.
They bought your house.
Yeah.
But it's for two boys.
Yeah.
That's for two boys.
Yeah.
It's for you and Marky.
Yeah. You and Marky.
No, you and Marky.
No, you and Marky.
No, not Daddy and Marky. Ross and Marky.
Huh?
Ross and Marky. Right?
No, Daddy and Marky.
Oh, really? Two boys?
Yeah.
Daddy and Marky?
Yeah.
How about Ross? Can he have it?
Yeah.
Three boys?
Three boys, okay?
Okay, Daddy, Ross, and Marky.
Yeah.
Okay, who are the boys?
I'm the boy.
And who else?
You're the boy.
And who else?
You're the daddy.
Yeah, and who else?
You're the big boy.
The big boy?
You're the big boy.
Okay, and how about Marky?
Marky's not a big boy.
But he's a little boy.
Yeah. I'm a bigger boy.
Yeah, I know.
You're the bigger boy?
I'm bigger than Marky.
Yeah.
And are you bigger than Marky?
Yeah.
Okay, how about Mommy?
Yeah.
How about Mommy?
Yeah. Can you play off my horsey?
You want to play with your horsey?
Yeah. You want to play a game?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Matt told Ross, you want me to help him? He said, I'm going to have to be all by myself. That was when he was going to take his diapers off. Be all by myself. Let's put that here. You want to take it back here, Ross?
No.
I gotta go help Mark, because he's crying, okay?
No.
I'm gonna help Mark.
No.
Yeah.
You play a game?
No, I'm gonna go help Mark.
No, you play a game.
No, I'm gonna help Mark.
Will you play a game?
No, I'm gonna help Mark.
Will you play a game, please?
No, I'm gonna help Mark.
Will you play a game, please?
No.
Why?
I'm gonna help Mark.
No! No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't.
Yep.
No, you can't.
Right now, Marky.
No, you can't.
Marky's crying. Marky's crying.
No, you can't.
He's my little boy. Marky's my little boy.
No, Marky's my little boy.
Who's your little boy?
Yeah.
came home, and the first thing he said is, Marky's awake. And then he said, I want to see Fred. That's Marky's bottle, Fred Flintstone. And, hi, Marky, how you doing, honey? Does Marky need a bottle? With his little new farm he has, new little farm he has, and he said, I break that, and I think he must have meant, I'm breaking it. So I failed to use progressive. Ross said then afterwards, I don't have broke it. I didn't do it. So it means I didn't break it. I didn't do it. But I don't have broke it is what he said it. Mary was talking to me about how, well, such and such is true, and such is true, and da-da-da-da-da about the woman next door and babysitting. And Ross sort of chimed in, do you understand? Sort of like Mary was giving me a lecture about something, and I ought to understand. Or just telling me a lot of knowledge that I ought to understand. Ross, if I could have any here for the dinner table. 20th, and Ross said,
can't I have any?
Not crying.
tape recorder still going? No, what?
No. Don't put that in my
coat. No? Oh, okay.
Don't put that in my coat.
In your plate?
Because he thinks that fireman is not a good word. It's just that
That's what he can say to that particular item.
Yeah.
By the way, tape recorder, in case you haven't noticed over the last hour or so, I've been trying to notice more about Ross's semantic memory. He seems to be spending most of his time using associations between words and terms in order to generate conversation. Do you agree with that? Yeah. I mean, he talks about fireman's hat, that's not a word. That's yucky, not good. I'm funny, you're funny. And also, of course, he gets some help in this with his father and his mother, particularly with his father. Mother helps you mostly? Mm-hmm. What does mother do?
Help me.
Help you do what?
Father helps me to watch TV.
Help you watch TV. What does daddy help you watch? What does daddy do?
Watch TV. Yeah.